Under the chuppah, Chassan says, "Hariyat mukudash asli, v'tabasu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael." The makar for kedas Moshe v'Yisrael comes from called the mekadesh adaita derabana mekadesh. It comes not from a gemara directly, but Taisus says kedas Moshe v'Yisrael is not mentioned in the gemara, but we do it because of the rule of called mekadesh adaita derabana mekadesh. The question is the words betabazu. When you say Hari Amukudeshusli, why is it important to say betabazu at the time of Kiddushin? So in the Shulchan Aruch it says to say betabazu, and the Grot sechensu our Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav. He sechensu our Mishnah. It's hard to believe that the Makar in Shas to say betabazu is because it says here Haim Elishas Kachili betmarazu. So that's the makar for in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch for saying betabazu. While we use the tabazu, you don't have to use the tabazu. We use the tabazu really for Kabbalistic reasons. The Shloss says that it gives some Kabbalistic reason that the ring represents the Ois Yud and each hand is five fingers, so it's two hays. When you put the ring on, and then when you put it on, it becomes a vav, so you have yud ke vav ke. So now you understand. Rather, the Tzafnas Paneas is a very geshmaka reason why we use a ring. So in the time of the Gemara, they were Makadish a woman before Nisuin. You weren't under the chuppah. You're Makadish a woman. After Kedushin, a woman has her possessions, a man has his possessions. Nowadays, we stand under the chuppah when you put on the ring. So if you're going to be kaddish an isha, you're going to give her a dollar. You give her a potato. You give her something besides a ring. So the Ragachev says it doesn't work. It's called the kamashakon isha kanabayla. By nisuin, whatever you give her, it's really not hers because instantly it's kanabayla. So under the chuppah, when you do it under the chuppah, you really can't do it. He says, but the Rambam says, does not apply to tachshite noshin, to the woman's jewelry, that's ours. So that's how the Ragachev explains why we use a ring. Yeah, maybe a lochot to give her a dress under the chuppah, but maybe you're right. Okay. What? Whatever a woman owns before, she owns forever. It doesn't go. What a woman owns before marriage remains her forever. It doesn't become the husband. At any rate, getting back, the language, Hariyat Mekudeshes Li B'Tabazu, it comes from here. And that's the Bakar in the Shulchan Aruch, you say B'Tabazu. It doesn't say clearly if it's Ma'akiv. Someone forgot to say Tabazu, just Hariyat Mekudeshes. Not clear at all. From the Shulchan Aruch itself, if it's ma'akiv. Now, here in the Shereb Shmuel, I'll explain how it's possible it's ma'akiv. Rashi on Beis Amin Aleph, when he starts the Masechta, Rashi goes through the three types of kedushin. He says Nasin l'shava kesev v'shava kesev. He says Hariyah mekudeshes li. Period. He doesn't say b'tabazu. Right, you might argue. He's not saying the whole nusach, but then he says kedushe bia ba'alav amr skachili bebiazu. So since Rashi, when he says that by kedushe bia, he speaks out biazu, and by kedushin he doesn't speak out b'tabazu or b'prutazu, so it's a pretty clear deal in Rashi that Rashi holds it's not necessary to say b'tabazu. So that is understood to be the sheet of Rashi, not like the Rambam. That even lechatchila, you don't have to say b'tabazu. What does it depend on? So here in the Shiur Reb Shmuel, he is titled this in a Rebbe Kiva Eiger, which is an important Rebbe Kiva Eiger through the Masechta. You learn Kedushin, it's got to come up a handful of times. It's the Rebbe Kiva Eiger, we call it the Rebbe Kiva Eiger of Kinyan Mayel, the Kinyan She'ena Mayel. And it should be familiar to like a staple in the in Kinyanim. Rabbi Kiva Eiger's clear, if a person does a kinyan to be kind of something, even that marriage, to be kind of an aveda, and the kinyan is not a real kinyan, So he's thinking to be tain a certain way, but really he's doing a kinyan. He doesn't realize it. That's called kinyan mayil. At the same time, as doing a kinyan that works, and kinyan shein a mayil if it works. The standard example of that is a case above Metzia, where there's money on the street. It's hefka money for whatever reason. It got lost, and there's this hefka. There are coins on the street. So the case there is a man goes and he lies himself down on top of it, and he declares that he's kainit by lying on top of it. He's going to be kainit. There's no such kinyan. If you sit on something or lay down on something, it's not a kinyan. So he's doing a kinyan she'ena mayo, but at the same time he could be kainit with. But Dalaramis is talking in the simta, and the size of the street should be kind of by standing in the Dalaramis. So at the same moment, he's doing a kinya mayel and a kinya she'ena mayel. He's doing a kinya that doesn't work, and at the same time, he's doing a kinya that works, but he's not a Talmid Chacham enough to know it works. So Rabbi Kivega Shita throughout is that kinya mayel, kinya she'ena mayel works. That you're kind of the money in that case, for halacha, you're kind of the money. Kivega's Talmachat Shushainim, but Lamaisa, you're kind of the money. And that's Rabbi Kivega Shita. If you do a kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel, that it works, even if you have a mind for a different kinyan. Mela, if you makandish a woman with a tabas, and you don't say b'tabazu, so what are you worried about? You're worried that maybe he thinks he's being kind of with the chuppah, maybe he thinks the chuppah does the kinyan, or maybe he thinks that drinking the wine does the kinyan. He doesn't realize the kinyan is with the ring. So from Shmuel, according to Rabbi Kivega, who cares? Who cares what he thinks? Even if he thinks he's doing a kinyan some other way, but if you do a kinyan mayel and a kinyan she'ena mayel simultaneously, then it works. So therefore, Rashi says, why say b'tabazu? What's the difference with your thinking to do with this ring? Who cares what you're thinking? As long as you say, Hari Abu Kudeshus Li, I'm marrying you now, and you think it's working some other way, but you're giving her the ring, that's kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel. Even if you think about a different kinyan, but you're doing a good kinyan, and the mayel, it works. Yeah, it should work both ways. If it would. It would be the same idea. If the das is only for the result, not for the method, then it should work. And this is what he says. And there's a makar for this in the Rif, in the beginning of the Masechta. The Rif says, when you do Kiddushe Shtar, the paper of the Shtar, well, let's hear at a wedding. And the guy forgot the ring. It's happened, I've been a chasanis, and yonder the chuppah, and he doesn't know where the ring is. So what you do is take a napkin, and write on the napkin, make a shtar, and do it with a shtar. Does that shtar have to be worth a shava pruta? So the Rif says no. Why?
Well,
do
you think
he'll
be
mekadesh
with the shtar?
Close. He says if the shtar would have to be a pruta, who needs kiyan shtar? You're doing kesef anyway. So who needs that this issue is mekadesh shtar mabia? If the shtar is worth a pruta, so who needs kiyan shtar? Every time you'd be Mekadisho with a piece of paper, it's worth a pruta anyway. So who needs kinyan shtar? So it's a raya that kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel works. And like I said, the Shereb Shmuel, he brings the Rebbe Kiveger. He says, that's the Pshat and Rashi, or any Rishon that holds you don't need but Tabazu. That would be the explanation. However, what? Why do you have to say Bebiazu? Because, otherwise, it's also Kiyamayel, Kiyashenamayel. Why do you say Bebiazu? If you think you'd be kind of with the Yichud, so, it's a good question, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, he doesn't explain it. I have to give some thought. Now, Shmuel seems to have missed Rabbi Kiveger and Chelek Beis. Chelek Beis, it's very interesting, Rabbi Kiveger. It seems that every Gadol Hador in every generation has to have at least one tshuva about people who did Kiddush and Deras Chayk. Because in every generation there's a There's a Galbi Yisrael who had a Maisa where they did Kedushin for a joke, and then the question is, if it counts, the Ramah says, if you do Kedushin Deraschai, you need a get. If you do Kedushin, even jokingly, you need a get. Rabbi Kivega has such a tshuva about some people who fooled. Seems there was a halfwit in town. There was a fellow who hung around in the streets in town, and they convinced him that this girl was going to marry him. And for a joke, they made a chuppah. They took a cloth. They made a chuppah, and they brought her in with candles. They brought him in with candles, and they didn't have a ring. So they took a ring off a bottle. Now, can't imagine. I mean, nowadays, you can take a ring off a bottle. I don't know what type of rings they had in Rabbi Kivega's time. But he says they took a ring off the top of a container. He had a kaddisha with the ring, and the ring was not worth a pruta. It was worth nothing. He says, even shema shema pruta b'madai, it wasn't worth a pruta anywhere. It's not a kiddush. So Rabbi Kivega is done. Now, most people don't know the halacha. Most people think there are three types of kedushin. Isha niknas b'shloisha drachim. And to people's surprise, it's not true in the halacha. There are four types of kedushin. The kesef shtar bia and rafunas chuppah. On Gimel Amid Aleph, Rafuna holds the chuppah, besides the suin, could be kedushin. And we're chayshish for a foot of la halacha. So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva. If under the chuppah, this man gave this woman this ring that wasn't worth anything, and to her b'dash leave it to bazu, if it's kedusha b'teres chuppah, because kinyamayo kinyashenamayo works. So Rabbi Kivega's own shita, the kinyamayo kinyashenamayo works, it should be a kedusha.
Even though it's not worth
a pruta, because it should be kedusha chuppa, not kedusha kesef, but kedusha chuppa. Either thinking kedusha kesef, or Kivega's rule, is even if you're thinking one kedusha, the other kedusha works. So Rabbi Kivega has the shaila. So it's interesting. Even though Rabbi Kivega holds everywhere kinyamayo works, he says there by a woman giving us something worth less than a pruta. He says, Isha makpedes al atzma. The Gemara says that a woman's makpedes, and Beishamay held that makpedes want more than a pruta. A woman is makpedes, even though she would get married for a shtar that's not worth a pruta. But if you're giving her something, you got to give her something that's respectable. Respectable. My wife taught me this a long time ago. She said once to me, you don't have to buy me flowers. But if you buy me flowers, make sure they're good-looking flowers, not, drooping flowers. You once told me that. You know, if you don't buy me anything, but if you buy me something, make sure it's appropriate. It's not sure what Kivega says. What? Yeah, I don't know about this thing about women being happy. Is that, I don't know. If Kivega says that even though I always sell kinyamayo kinyashenamayo, that it works, but with less than a pruta, the woman, she's upset. You give her less than a pruta. Even though it could work with her eschupa, if you do it with her eschupa, I'm fine with it. If you do it there as kedushin, not. That's Rabbi Kivega's rule. It's not like the Rif. The problem, Kivega can't argue with the Rif. The Rif says shtar doesn't have to be a pruta, because if shtar is a pruta, it would always work. So it's a little of a problem. It doesn't stem with the Rif. So Rabbi Kivega says that the Rif is Yerushalmi, and the Bavli argues he has a shtukal Torah. But at any rate, the Nakuda I want to bring out is Rabbi Kivega's rule of kinyamayo, kinyashenamayo, something that people should be familiar with. It's one of the big yesodos of Rabbi Kivega. It has multiple tshuvas, not only by kedushin, but by kinyanim. The concept that if you do two kinyanim simultaneously, and you eat the kinyamayo and kinyashenamayo, you have a mind for the enamayo, that it works through the kinyan hamayo. And here he says that still, when you give a lady something junky, less than a pruta, that already she's makpedes. And there the rule of kinyamayo, kinyashenamayo doesn't really hold out.
Maybe there's a second
so, parent,
and maybe kinyamayo,
derech schok doesn't work. So that's the problem. The Ramah says that derech schok, we're always chayshish. that maybe in their heart, you know, Ramosha has this tshuva bet eres chayik in two generations ago, in one of the modern Orthodox yeshivas in here in Flatbush, they had a carnival. And at the carnival, they had a kedushin booth where guys had, you know, they had girls that were friends. It was a co-ed school. And they had a little veil and a little ring, and everyone said, Hari Abukadesh. They took a picture, and that was one of the booths in the carnival. So after it was all over, they realized the Ramah says kedushin deres chayik needs a get. So they could have had another booth in the carnival, you know, like the get booth in the carnival. And so Ramosha has a fascinating tshuva on it. You know, at the end of the tshuva, of course, he's makel for whatever cheshbon. He says it's sorry in edis for whatever his reason is. But the Ramah says there is chayik, you have to be chayshish. You have to be chayshish. Okay.
In that case,
yeah.
They made them do gittin?
Really? At the end they made them do gittin? Wow. So, okay.